This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is protecting our children from drugs. You know, Islam is prescribed to us as a way of life that actually protects our identity. It protects our behavior. It protects our whole life in itself. Therefore, we need to be mindful about the vices of the current day. We know that drugs is actually becoming quite common in today's world. And in a world where our children are exposed to certain vices, it is definitely our responsibility to ensure that we work closely with our children in order to protect them as friends and their well-wishers. In order for us to ensure that we raise righteous generation, it is definitely important for us to have a close network with our children. Subhanallah, the first thing that I would like to highlight over here is that drugs, alcohol and all such kind of vices are the abomination of shaitan's work. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that these are the works of devil in Surah Al-Ma'idah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, eschew from these works, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So our happiness and our success is based on following the guidelines prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised that which is good and pure, and he forbade us to get into certain vices or consume things which are bad and evil. Subhanallah. We need to understand that our children are absolutely vulnerable and they are exposed to certain environment and vices, you know, and we cannot control them all the time. So we need to ensure that we set up the strategy in order to protect them. The first thing that we need to do is to make them aware and make them understand about what drugs are all about, so that when they actually face it, they will be aware about the dangers of that thing. Secondly, we need to tell them what it can cause as a harm to your religiosity and to your physical, being and your mental being as well. Once they understand the harms and the dangers of these vices, what they are looking at and what they could face in their lives, they will be aware to ensure that they protect themselves from those things. Subhanallah. And we need to ensure, number three is, so first is the awareness of those drugs, secondly to tell them what are the dangers and the harms of those drugs, and thirdly to tell them that be strong in terms of following the standards set up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guided by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because eventually it is going to protect their identity, uplift their productivity and develop their personality. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, it is definitely important for us to spend good time with our children, make them understand, get them closer to you, and to ensure that our objective as a family, as a society and humanity is to combat these evils and make ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to protect us, our children, our progeny from all kinds of vices and evils. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Muhammad bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, the Vice President of the UAE and the Prime Minister of UAE, the ruler of Dubai. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to shower protection, mercy, and ease for all the Muslims who are suffering wherever they are. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.